We start with Arkansas's rising COVID-19 numbers. The state is at a pandemic high for active cases, hospitalizations from the disease, and daily numbers for deaths and new cases continue to surge. As those cases continue to climb, the governor has assembled a winter COVID-19 task force that met for the first time this week. One of the people on that task force is Larry Shackelford, the president and CEO of Washington Regional Medical System in Fayetteville. He spoke with Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek yesterday afternoon.
Can you describe the current patient capacity situation in our regional hospitals and how it compares to what we saw a few months ago in the spring and summer when there were also a lot of cases in Benton and Washington counties?
Absolutely. One thing that I would want everyone to know is Northwest Arkansas hospitals do have capacity. We can take care of COVID patients. We can take care of the other core business that we do. But what I would share with you is that things the last week to 10 days are different. We have seen in our region approaching 90 inpatients that are COVID positive. That's about a 40 to 50% increase over where we were, just a week to 10 days ago, where we were in the mid to upper 50s. So while we have adequate room and capacity to take care of COVID and non-COVID, something that concerns me is earlier this summer, Northwest Arkansas was surging, but we really didn't see that in other parts, in the central or the northeast region. And it certainly over the last week to 10 days feels different to me now, because we're not only seeing surge in Northwest Arkansas, but in most all areas of our state.
So how is the hospital and its regional partners, and sounds like its state partners, how are you all preparing for the post-holiday winter season when we've heard a lot of predictions that cases are bound to surge and consequently, that could lead to more hospitalizations?
Yes, you're right. Coming into this time, what we typically see is people gathering in groups, multiple families and big groups. I think the nature of it being winter, it's dark earlier. We tend to do more inside gatherings. And so I really believe this next 2 to 4 weeks is important, and we need to be diligent. With that said, ever since this began, there's been really good interaction and all of the health systems in Northwest Arkansas meet frequently. Just this last week, our business leaders, our nursing leaders, our chief medical officers met, and we've been very intentional to be sure if one system is seeing a surge and another system has room or capacity, then we be sure that those patients can be taken care of here in Northwest Arkansas. There is an opportunity, I think, to be able to expand that, to look at sharing more timely information and taking a more of a statewide approach. So that's one piece. The other thing I think that we're doing, and something we do every day, is looking to be sure we have adequate PPE, to be sure we have adequate access to testing. And for those patients that need inpatient care, knowing if they're COVID positive quickly is important. And so working to be sure we have those testing supplies. And then, probably what concerns me most is being sure we have adequate staff and are giving our staff the tools. This has been a very long 8 months, and so being sure that those workers that are on the front line have the tools and the supplies and the support that they need is very important.
You are also on the governor's winter COVID-19 task force, which met for the first time this week. What kind of role are you going to play in that group?
So, you know, first, it's an honor. I think I'm glad that we have health leaders across the state that are meeting cooperatively with Arkansas Department of Health and other governmental leaders. So, you know, first to be able to be a part of the delegation and to represent, I think, not only Washington Regional, but all of the health systems and practices and doctors and providers in the region is important. And it's a responsibility that I don't take lightly. That first meeting was really to go through, you know, the charge, kind of the issues that the governor lined out when he did the order, and there are going to be four different subcommittees that will each focus on one of those issues that he identified. I've been asked to chair the subcommittee that's talking about what are practical things we can do to manage COVID. How do we keep the current pace of spread from really going down that path? So you know, that will give me an area to focus. There's a combination of other healthcare leaders from North Central and Northeast Arkansas, as well as I mentioned, leaders from Arkansas Department of Health working with us on that topic.
And what are the other three subcommittees on that task force other than the one that you're on?
Yes. So, you know, as I mentioned, when the governor did his executive order, there were kind of four topics that were outlined. The first topic is how do we coordinate beds, hospital access across all of Arkansas? That ties in, you know, to one of the things that we talked about. This second group is looking at what resources do hospitals, nursing homes, other institutions need. And those resources include staffing, personal protective equipment, testing supplies, and those sorts of things. The next group is going to be looking at what are some of the current mandates, the mask mandate, other Arkansas Department of Health directives, and what are ways that we can get good compliance with those mandates. And then the last item, again, and the group that I'll be working with is when we look at what the rate of increase, how this spread of COVID is happening, what are those best practices? And maybe what are some new guidance or some new directions that we could have moving forward?
And as I mentioned, you all are just getting started. But what kind of information will be important to you to consider at these meetings, and also if there's going to be any decision making that takes place?
It's going to be important from my perspective that we get good data. You know, we need to really look at what the data is telling us, and the importance of using data in making those decisions is important. You know, the other thing that I am encouraged about is there is broad geographic folks from across Arkansas, and I think there's some things in Northwest Arkansas we've done well, and I'm anxious to be able to share how working with other health systems, working with our Northwest Council, some success of trying to get business leaders and health leaders and our mayors and our judges all together and look at things on a regional basis. So I think that's the best practice we've done in Northwest Arkansas, and I can share that. But I'm also looking forward to what's happened in Northeast Arkansas and Central Arkansas. And so it's going to be important to me, I think, as we're making decisions to take that input and to listen to to what has worked in other areas, and sometimes listen to what's not worked. And then hopefully by everyone coming together, sharing what's worked and what's not worked, then we can make a path forward.
From your perspective as a hospital administrator, are there any misconceptions that people might have about how this virus is impacting Northwest Arkansas that maybe isn't obvious unless you're on the inside?
You know, one thing I would tell you is everyone is getting tired. You know, you hear about the concept, you know, COVID fatigue, and I think it's real. You know, there's probably not one single answer, right? There's not this magic rabbit that we're going to pull out of the hat to make this go away. I am optimistic. I think some of the information on the vaccine trials that's come out even this week is positive. And so, you know, I would truly encourage us to really think like we did in the spring, you know, when it was new and when there was really a heightened anxiety, because even though the message hasn't changed, you know, we still, you know, need to wash our hands, and we still need to wear a mask, and to watch our distance that we are from each other. And that message, it gets kind of old, right? I mean, it hasn't changed, but as people get tired, it's really important that we stay diligent. And, you know, even our workforce, you know, we're at work and it's easy, because everybody's wearing their mask and we're meeting virtually, but it's not as easy that night. It's not as easy when you get home. It's not as easy when friends or family call and we want to get back to like what life was like before. And so maintaining that balance and doing those things that we need to do is really important, in my opinion.
And with all these holidays coming up, with Thanksgiving next week, and then Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, then there's New Year's Eve, there's New Year's Day, just this slew of holidays coming up, what do you want people to keep in mind? And I know we've been hearing this a lot, but I think this question is still an important one to ask.
Oh, I absolutely think it is. And you know, the concern that I have for the next 2 to 4 weeks is very worrisome. You know, I can tell you that even within our family, you know, we've had to have some, you know, some tough talks, and you know, those guidelines of not gathering in groups of more than 10, not more than two different households gathering, is going to make Thanksgiving next week very different for us, and it's hard. And you know, we do have much to be thankful for, and we want to respect how we have done things in the past, but it is important. And you know, as I look back and looked at what happened following 4th of July, what happened with Labor Day, you can almost go back to the calendar and look at inpatient, you know, patients that are requiring that higher level of care. And about 2 weeks after each of those holidays, it increased. And as you mentioned, 2 weeks after Thanksgiving is when some of these other things start happening. And then 2 weeks after that, New Year starts happening. So you're right. It's probably not a message that is different than what other public health officials are saying, but I would just say, you know, being diligent, being cautious, and not just doing it for your protection, but those others in your family, I think is very important.
And my last question for you is, if there's anything else that you think listeners in this region need to know about their hospital systems.
Yeah, on top of taking care of and seeing COVID patients, we're really seeing a lot of sick non-COVID patients. It's fortunate flu right now doesn't seem to be rampant, and so we're not dealing with that. But a message that I would want your listeners to understand is, ever since there have been hospitals, taking care of infectious patients is what we've done, and what we're seeing is people that are seeing those symptoms. They know something's not right. They're feeling some chest pain. And instead of doing what they might have done pre-COVID, is go to the ER and seek help, they wait. And unfortunately, sometimes they wait to the point that the outcome is not as good as it might otherwise have been. So this message is hard. You know, we say on one hand, if you're sick, stay home, right? I mean, if it's allergies, but what I would tell you, if there's something going on, don't wait. You can come to ERs, to primary care clinics, and they are safe, and you're going to have a much better outcome seeking care on a timely basis.
Thank you so much for speaking with us. I know everyone who works at hospitals right now is very busy.
Well, thank you.
Larry Shackelford is president and CEO of Washington Regional Medical System. He spoke with Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek yesterday afternoon and is on the governor's winter COVID-19 task force. He says the task force and its subcommittees will likely meet every week. Also happening this week, nearly 300 Arkansas doctors signed a letter to Governor Asa Hutchinson urging him to do more to stop the spread of COVID-19. In response, the governor wrote his own open letter stating he shares the commitment to slowing the spread of the virus and will continue to be guided by the expertise of public health officials.